Your love flow. It's Sunday breakfast from the BBC across the West. It's Jonathan Ray here. As I mentioned, looking ahead to Jewish New Year, talking to Rabbi Mendy Singer before 8:30. Let's hear from a new voice, actually, someone we've never heard from on Sunday breakfast before, but let's do it right now because my next guest has been appointed priest in charge of the benefits of South Severnside and racial justice coordinator in the Diocese of Bristol. That role to start a little later on. We'll find out more because Anjali Kanagaratnam is with me now. Good morning. Thank you for your time on the Sunday breakfast.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No pleasure. Thank you for your first visit to us here.
It is indeed, yep.
Let's talk about South Severnside first of all, because that's the main part of your role.
So, two-thirds.
So you've got three churches there, three parishes?
That's right. Three parishes in Almondsbury, Pilning and Severn Beach and East of Compton.
That's quite a wide patch to cover.
It is, but I'm currently in a benefits of 10 churches.
Oh, right. Oh,
10 to 3 doesn't seem so bad.
No, actually, but that's because of the new role that you have as a racial justice coordinator as well, which you start a bit later in the year, isn't it?
I start both around December.
Right. And just let's consider what you bring to this then, where you've come before, because you've been involved in both rural and inner city churches, so you've seen you've done quite a lot of pastoral care across a wide area.
That's right. So are you thinking particularly in terms of my parish ministry or just more generally?
Yeah, well, both actually, yes.
We've lived in Chippenham since about, 20 years now. Mm. And in that time, we've lived abroad. So I've lived in Bangkok. We've lived back in Chippenham. So I guess I've had experience of working with a diverse range of people. Mm. But what I discover is that people's need for God and people need for just general things are the same wherever you are. They just look slightly different.
Right. But each role will have more challenges than others, of course, wouldn't it? Even though the needs are the same, some aspects are more challenging.
Yes. And so, for example, in our rural benefices, we've got 10 churches, and so there are still needs. Perhaps they're slightly more hidden because it's a more affluent area. In other areas with more socioeconomic deprivation, those sort of humanitarian needs are different, more challenging in those ways, yeah.
And how about the racial justice coordinator? Because it's an interesting time for the diocese with regards to things like the new window at St. Mary Redcliffe. There's a lot of awareness now, a lot of talk. So just talk me through the role there that you start as well.
Yeah, so in 2020, following the toppling of the Statue of Colston and the protests, the Bishop of Bristol made a commitment to really work towards a greater sense of racial justice. And my role is part of that strategy to be more involved. There are clear needs. The Archbishop of Canterbury spoke about 2-3 years ago about the fact that the Church of England was still institutionally racist. There's more need for representation. We've got to think through what it means to be in a city with a history of the slave trade. Culturally, the church needs to really be more representative of the congregations and the populations around. So there's quite a lot of things that we need to work to make the church really representative of all people. You know, remembering that, of course, as a church, we remember that we're all made in God's image. So it's important that actually our treatment of others reflects that.
You're a person of colour. Do you see the institutional racism that Justin Welby talks about?
This is interesting because I've been a part of the Church of England since 1983. And until probably 5 years ago, I hadn't really grasped what it meant for the church to be institutionally racist. I kind of assimilated, I guess, and just got on with it. And part of my training for ordination was a sense that God was opening my eyes to the racism that did exist, that it wasn't enough for people of colour like me to just come and join in, assimilate into the dominant culture. it was really a challenge to bring myself more authentically to this role. So I see things differently. A lot of the times, for most of my time in the UK, I've kept quiet, and now I feel that actually God's prodding me to speak. So people who come into the church can be more authentic, can be themselves and reflect the diversity that God's created.
So you do feel a real calling then, because I could ask you, and people might be thinking, well, if it is institutionally racist and Charlie is a person of colour, why join the church? Why be an ordained minister in something that's institutionally racist?
I suppose I'd start by saying I never wanted to be a priest.
Okay.
It was probably the furthest from what I wanted to do, but I had a real sense of calling that this is what God wanted me to do. And I believe that God always wants to transform every community we're in to make it reflect his kingdom. And so some people choose to do it from outside. I choose to do it from inside. And because I'm a priest, I have a particular voice. I'm also representative of a different heritage, ethnic heritage. And I think it's really important that the leadership, when in all levels of the church, but also the leadership, represents the diversity that is in this country.
So you're celebrating 40 years of being associated with the church in that case. You said 1983, didn't you?
Yeah, so the Church of England. So
yes.
I moved to the UK in 1983.
From where?
From Sri Lanka.
Right.
So 11 years in Sri Lanka. But with the church, my grandfather was ordained minister. So I've been involved with the Anglican Church all my life.
Okay, fair enough. So in the UK. So what about that moment when you were called to be ordained then? I mean, when did that happen? Bearing in mind that you're in the West Country, the place where it all happens, you know, where the first ordination of women happened.
Yes. I guess it's been a long, long journey. As I said, I really didn't want it. It's probably about 11 years. When I was worshipping in St. Paul's in Chipnam, people said I should consider it, and it felt really not what God wanted me to do. But as I journeyed with it over many years, I really sensed that this is indeed what he was calling me to do. So that wasn't a particular day of call, but just a journey of towards discernment.
And we talked about your roles, you know, with the Benefice South Severn side, and then your role as the racial justice coordinator. And I talked about your previous roles, and you say about the need, people's need is the same wherever you go. It has its challenges. But you're on two interesting journeys with these two roles. And the racial justice aspect sounds like it, you know, you could be at the bottom of the hill looking up, because, you know, you've got to sort of change hearts and minds almost, haven't you? You're on a bit of a not a conversion journey, but you're on some kind of journey with this.
Yes, there's two ways of looking at it. You know, it is a steep mountain. It's a hill to climb. But I think you've got to start somewhere. And, you know, when you think about, for example, Martin Luther King and his dream and how long it's taken. And I think all these sort of movements, social movements towards change take time. And I think you don't get discouraged, because you do feel that this is God's work and you're just one part of that much bigger work.
And are you looking forward to your move west later in the year?
Slightly more west, yes, I am.
Yeah, well, I know. It's a bit further down the M4, I get it.
And I suppose I'm excited that I get a beach of sorts my parish, because I grew up in Folkestone, so yes.
All right, okay, fair enough. Well, you can make a comparison, can't you? Lovely. Well, it's been great to meet you for the first time. Hopefully we'll hear more of you in either role on Sunday Breakfast going forward. But it's nice to catch up with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's the Reverend Anjali Kanagaratnam speaking here on Sunday Breakfast at 16 minutes past 8. The outlook for